This season of the Mum Break podcast is brought to you by Bathorium, Canada's favorite clean and green beauty bath products. They make all-natural bath bombs, bath soaks, bubble baths, and accessories with no artificial fragrances or toxins. And they're vegan and ethically produced. To get 15% off, go to mumbreak.ca/bath.
Welcome to the Mum Break podcast, a place where you can feel normal, get helpful information, and laugh your ass off, hopefully without peeing your pants. I'm your host, Erica, and I have two kiddos. I am not a mom expert, but I do have a zillion hours of therapy under my belt and no filter. I'm on my own journey to find happiness, and I want to help you on the way to yours.
But meal planning is what we're here to talk about, really. Because you're a wizard and a pro, and I feel like a life hack extraordinaire. So I want to steal all your tips and knowledge. And it's something, it's funny because it's something that I really struggle with. And I'm working, like, it's one of these things that I'm consciously trying to work on right now. But it's hard now that we're all home. It's difficult to find the motivation because it's not like you're picking up and, you know, going to work and your time at home is more limited. It's so in your brain you think you have more time, but you don't actually.
Yeah, you have less time.
Less time. Yeah, how is that possible?
Yeah,
I don't get it. So maybe before we jump in, you can tell people a little bit about yourself and why you're here.
Okay. So I'm Shanine McKinnon. I am a mom of two under two who are now a little bit older. My son's turning 3 on the 20th, which is just nuts because when that happens, we are in new territory. And for the first time in 3 years, I won't have a baby between a year and a half or younger. So I feel like we're moving into a new zone.
Sorry, Aubrey just joined me. What do you want, honey?
Can I make a smoothie?
No, you can't make a smoothie.
Why?
Because you just had one. Can you please go?
I'm making one.
Would you like to listen to an audiobook?
Yes, please.
Okay. It's what? How many minutes into this are we? 3? Yeah. A minute? What's the app? Epic.
Hi.
Say hi. Oh, she wants to actually say hi.
Okay.
Hi, Janine.
Hi, Janine.
Janine.
Hi, Aubrey.
No, mommy's going to want some privacy, so if you need to, look at me, honey. If you need to, you can go downstairs and play with your toys, too. No, out of the room. Please, out of the room.
Can I go to my room?
You can absolutely go to your room. Shut the door.
Yay.
There we go.
That's the quickest interruption yet. I'm sorry, you can just start at the beginning. I've totally cut you off of the knees and made you lose your train of thought, I'm sure.
Oh, it's all good. Okay.
Here we go. Tell me a little bit about yourself, why you're here.
So I'm Janine McKinnon. I'm a mom of two under two, whose kids are now older, 3 in a few weeks and a year and a half. And I help moms feel less alone and give tips and tricks to make life easier. And a lot of that has to do with meal planning, which is what we're here to talk about today, and just tips and tricks for cleaning and different routines, because I think we all know life gets hectic really, really quickly, and it's nice to have a little tricks up our sleeves to kind of help put kind of systems and routine to it to help with that mental load.
It's so funny, because when you talk about the things, and it's not even all the things, I instantly feel heavy in my heart, like, oh no, this is the things that I should be doing. But I think most of us feel that way, right? It's this ongoing mental checklist of the things in our lives that sort of quote unquote need to be done. And if we can save time with any of those, and I'm very happy to take any tips from a mom who had two under two, because that sounds quite busy. My age gap is 2.5 years. And it was, everyone has their own experiences with their own gap, right? But you had 2 babies, like you had really 2 babies, pretty much.
Yeah, 18 months apart. And my first is a complete mama's boy. So So it's a big transition. I had a lot of guilt and worry with having my daughter come along. And so it was hard working through that. But it's true what they say is once your second's there, your heart just expands and it all works out. But I felt so guilty and worried that I was taking myself away from him.
It's true though, eh? Because when you, I think I felt the same way when I was pregnant with Austin, my second. And I couldn't fathom the idea of, like, I pictured it as though you would love your second or your first child less in order to make room for the first one, for the second one. Sorry, I'm getting this all messed up, but you guys get the gist. And it's crazy because as soon as they come here, you're like, I would die for both of you in an instant. You you just, you're both, you're it. Love you guys. Okay, so you've now had to adjust and adapt with this crazy busy life to find hacks and solutions that save time and make your life easier. So meal planning is one of the ways that you do that. What is, like, from a high level, your meal planning strategy? What are sort of the generic high level system that works for you?
It's really kind of being developed over time, and it needs to be adaptable because, as we all know, life changes very quickly. Every season of life's different. So I'm not someone that believes in, like, structured, here's the meal plan, we're doing the meal prep, because for me that just doesn't work out. One, it takes a lot of time to, like, prep all of that stuff, and I also don't like eating the same thing all the time, and I change my mind, like, frequently.
Every day, yeah.
Yeah.
Like, morning to night.
Yeah, exactly. And so I do actually have a program on this meal plan, like a boss, but the basic gist of it is you need to look at certain things when you're doing your meal plan to even set yourself up for success. Check your fridge and your freezer and your pantry and see what you have, because that was a big thing that I used to miss all the time. And I would either have a bunch of things go bad because I didn't think that they need to be used up, or I'd be wasting money buying duplicates of things and having it either go bad or the cupboards be full. Looking at your schedule. So what's going on? What do I actually have the capacity to do?
That's so important. Yes. Sorry, I don't mean to interrupt. I think that that's one, I've never heard anyone talk about that in meal planning before. Like, yeah. I think that's so critical, especially now.
Exactly.
Wow, you're a wizard. Okay, sorry, what people have the capacity to do. Let's keep stealing your tips. All floors back to you.
Yeah, because I think a lot of us, when we're like, okay, I need to meal plan, I'm going to get the system down, I've got these great recipes, it's going to go amazing. And then Wednesday, Thursday hits, we're exhausted. We're so done with making decisions all week, and the meal plan just slips to the side because we're not going to try out that new recipe, order pizza, whatever it is, and then give up. So it's really, what do I have going on? What do I have the mental capacity for? Building in those quick and easy meals, because we are not going to cook a full, like, proper home-cooked meal every single night. It's just not practical, especially when you're starting out. So you need to build in those pizza nights, those Kraft dinner and tomatoes, which is what we had last night.
So good. Hey, vegetables. Yay. Or fruits, I guess. I don't know.
With the tomato.
It's like a very, I think it's technically a fruit. I could be,
but it feels like a vegetable.
But it's a vegetable.
My kids treat it like a vegetable.
It's a vegetable. Yeah. It's, I mean, if I had the choice between a strawberry and a tomato, tomato. yeah, that's not bad. You had a fruit/vegetable in your meal. So
yes, as long as I'll do like the packaged whatever it is, and I'll just put something on the side.
Some
that's like
fresh
your veggie, and I feel good about it.
100%.
Yeah.
Okay. So yeah. So you've built it into your life, and you've actually worked it around not only your schedule, which is important, but also I think the thing we don't talk about enough is building things around your capacity and the real life. Like, you're right about the Thursday or Friday, because for me, we just started building in pizza night. It's like, for some reason, we always tried to schedule a nice meal for Friday. And then, of course, I don't think I've ever hit a nice Friday meal in a meal plan ever. It always ended up being pizza night or some sort of potluck smorgasbord of random stuff in the fridge like we used to have.
Fridge clean out.
Exactly, like give the kids literally like little piece picnic cups. It was the picnic, the Friday picnic, right? I'm like, why don't I just schedule in pizza, and then at least it's something to look forward to, and we know it's easy, and then it's a thing. And I don't, because I don't have the capacity to do anything on Friday. I'm a big useless mushy dud.
I'm done. Your brain is not working by Friday night, so make it easy on yourself.
Yes, that's so good. Okay, so do you focus, when you're doing your meal planning, do you focus on just dinners, or do you focus on all components of the food throughout the day? Because I find it's important for me to focus on all components, but it's also very overwhelming. Like me as an Erica, not me as in a mom running the house. Me as in, like, for me and my own food consumption, I need to know what I'm eating for, like, snacks and lunch and breakfast. But for my kids, I'm just fine giving them cereal every single morning. I don't care. But do you focus on just the dinners, or do you focus on all components?
Yeah, so I have like a meal planning sheet that's actually a part of my freebie toolkit, and it does break down breakfast, lunches, and dinners. But I find for myself personally, we eat the same thing for breakfast most days. So it's like scrambled eggs and toast with fruit during the week. And then on the weekends, we do fried eggs. And I might do like pancakes or potatoes with it. So I always know what to expect for that. So personally, I don't write it in because I just know what we're going to do. But I do lunches, and I plan 2 weeks at a time. You can do 1 week at a time, but I do 2 weeks. I actually have my system down where it takes me about 20 minutes and I plan 2 weeks.
What?
And it's so nice because I used to spend probably 20, 30 minutes a day trying to figure out what to make.
Oh my gosh, that's wizardry. 2 weeks. But then, so here's my question, and this is the struggle I have with meal planning. Sorry, I just touched my mic, guys. That was probably annoying for you guys. But and I'm sure this is something you talk about in your program, but how do you build that flexibility in? I don't get it, because let's say, for instance, you've planned a dinner 10 days out. And then you get to that day and, you know, the world has imploded. Real possibility. Or you're just really not feeling that chicken parm. I don't know why. That was the first thing that came to my mind. I haven't had chicken parm in like 4 years. It's so good though. So delicious. But you're not feeling that chicken parm that night, and you're just too, I'm too prissy to eat it. So I just don't. What then?
Well, that's where I build in the idea. So like Fridays, it's family pizza movie night every night. And then I pick probably three super easy things. So like soup and sandwich, Kraft dinner and veggies, quesadillas are an easy one because generally we already have those ingredients in our fridge. So I'm just tossing things on a wrap and putting it in a frying pan, and I'll put like rice in a rice cooker. So it's it doesn't take much energy at all. So I build those things into the meal plan. And then it's only a handful of the actual hands-on cooking meals, which I also do most of the meals on my blog, and that I include in my program are 30-minute meals.
You can't do more than that.
Yeah, no.
You can't. Like, it's not possible these days. I don't.
Exactly.
Unless you're spending your free time, which I think, you know, moms need to, I feel really strongly that moms need to like schedule time into the day for themselves. And the only way to find that extra cooking time would be, I think, to take away from that. And then everyone's grumpier and not as happy.
Yeah, like you're only spending that much time cooking if you really enjoy cooking.
That's true. If it's something that brings you joy, right?
Yeah.
It's something that fires you up.
Yeah.
Oh, that's such a good point. Oh, that's so smart. And I love the, like, even just quesadillas is such an easy one because you're right, you have all those ingredients. Taco or tortilla shells never go bad. For some reason they just seem to last forever. I don't understand why. All the preservatives probably. Whatever, it's fine, we'll just but it's
and recently apparently you're supposed to keep them in the fridge. I never did.
Really?
Apparently. I don't know, I tried it, but they're back on the counter now and doing just fine.
Ooh, that's insane. I had no idea. I've kept them in the cupboard because I just like, these don't warrant cabinets or like counter space to me. And I have so much counter space. Like, you've seen my kitchen, but I'm just like, no, these don't deserve to be here. They can go in the cupboard. Oh my goodness. Okay.
I like to touch on your like lunches and snacks. I do try to do 2 healthy snacks a week. Now, this is a goal. I definitely don't do it every single week. But that's like, I love snack balls, like protein balls, whatever you want to call them. I love them. And it's something that my kids are going to eat that have like protein and healthy fats and chocolate chips. And so I know they're at least getting that nutritious snack mixed in, and then also healthy muffins that I put like a lot of seeds and stuff like that in. So that way amongst the packaged food and the fruits and veggies, I know they have like a healthy option that doesn't take too much out of me to prepare. It's just on the weekend, do a few prep things, and then we have those healthy things to grab throughout the week.
That's so smart. And it's nice, I think, because so often I've fallen into the trap of I'm going to do prepare all of these things, and then I spend 5 hours on Sunday doing it, which is already a day where I'm exhausted. And I theoretically think that should be the day where I'm resting. Like, it's been sort of like many religions have been called it the day of rest for a while for a reason. Yeah. But 2, I think, is a really attainable number because you still get that variety. But to do like a snack ball and a muffin, realistically, start to finish, you could do it in an hour.
Yeah.
If you have like
as the muffins are cooking, you can
make the snack balls
together. You can make an activity with your kids. So it's not like you're slaving away in the kitchen. It's time with them. And just get it done, like you said, in about an hour or so. And then you have the snacks to last. I like to say they last all week, but they don't.
I always double or triple. Like, now I'm in the stage where I just, whenever I'm making anything, because I am not the most domestic person. Like, I know that it seems like I'm go, 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 but I'm not go, go, go with the domestic-y type things. I wish I was, but that's my husband and I, we team up really well for that because he's better at some of those things. But so when I'm actually cooking and actually making something and I'm taking the time to do it, I'm like, I'm going to just quadruple this recipe. and then I just freeze it. Because I'm like, if I'm doing this, I typically have enough ingredients anyway. So I go buck wild and make like an excessive amount, but then I have them.
Yeah, perfect. I do double batch quite often, and it's nice to just have that, especially as a family of 4. Things go really quickly.
Yeah, you'll notice, I think, when your kids are like both, like I find now Austin's old enough that they both just go into the kitchen and pillage it. And they're not even that old, my kids. And thank God my husband has a different eating style than I do, or else he would be eating all my snacks. So it's only the 2 other humans in my house that I have to contend with. But it's I can't imagine what it's going to be like when they're teenagers. It's going to be a whole like horse of a different color. It's going to be wild. Yeah.
And then having their friends coming over eating everything.
Oh, maybe one day. That would be nice. I hope they'll have friends over by then. Imagine they're still in virtual school, and then I think I would just check me into it. I'd be curling into my, you'd be seeing me fetal on the floor crying right now if that were the case. Okay, so that's amazing. I think like you have your program as well, so I want to also steal some like household hacks from you, but before we dive into that, where can people find your meal planning program? Because I feel like I want to plan 2 weeks of meal in 20 minutes. Like, that sounds like the dream.
Yeah. So on my website, JeneMcKinnon.com, you can go to my shop page. And so there I have my Meal Plan Like a Boss program, which is all about teaching you how to plan 2 weeks worth of meals in under 30 minutes. And then I have my family meal guides, which is basically like an online cookbook. With a bunch of different tips and tricks in it. So I have toddler lunches, 2 weeks of toddler lunches. You have your meal plan, you have your grocery list. So it really takes the thinking out of it for you. And then different tips for picky eaters, things like that. And then right now I'm working on a dinner guide. By the time this airs, it'll be released for a few months, and it's 15 quick and easy 30-minute dinners and a bunch of different tips and tricks and things like that in there too.
That sounds amazing, because then you just cycle through those, right? Like, it's you find the ones that you like, and you cycle through them over the course of, you know, a few months even.
Exactly. The big time saver with meal plan is having a batch of ideas. And you can just brainstorm everything out in my program. Of course, I have a little bit more formatted way of doing it, but if you can just have that pool of ideas somewhere to pull from, it makes things way easier than sitting down and trying to think of all those meals. Because for some reason, when you go to sit down to do it, it's really hard to think of everything.
Yeah, so and
you're to pull from, it makes it easier.
That's such a good point, because often, like, how, I mean, I've scheduled my meal planning so that it's Sunday afternoon during, well, I mean, it changes every time because I haven't found a good system, to be honest. But I try to schedule it Sunday afternoon during when Austin naps, but he's sort of dropping his nap now.
Yeah.
So there's always people around. There's always distractions. So if you're not, like, I find if I'm not able to sit and, like, singularly focus on it, then it's out the window and I just can't process it, because it's not something that I've gotten into a routine where this is this intuitive system yet for me. It's just constantly struggling. Yeah, I need a system. I want to do it in 2 weeks.
Yeah.
Great. I'm also realizing how hungry I am right now too. I don't know why. Everyone I have on the podcast, I always end up talking about food, and it's always like right before I need to eat.
Well, food's pretty great.
So good. And my nutritionist is big on, like, the have lots of fats and delicious things, and it's just
I want to take a quick minute for this season's podcast sponsor, Bathorium. I was so excited when they agreed to sign up to be this season's podcast sponsor, because I have been a huge fan since COVID started. And even more interestingly, I wasn't a bath fan before I started using their products. I didn't like the idea of having to sit still and take a bath. And now through COVID, it is the only time that I can, and only way that I find I'm able to decompress and take a moment to myself. My favorite are the bath soaks. They're so, so wonderful. And I get out feeling smooth and relaxed and amazing. And they've decided to give you guys 15% off on everything on their website. All you need to do to get the code and get access to that discount is go to mumbreak.ca/bath. I'm super excited to support this Canadian company who make all of their vegan and ethically produced products in Canada. I even love talking to the marketing manager, who is an Ottawa mom, who is a wonderful human being. So super excited about this podcast sponsor. Go check out their stuff, mumbreak.ca/bath, to get 15% off.
I want to talk about the hacks and tips around the house, because I feel like, especially now with everybody home, it's so funny because when I went back to work after mat leave, people, you know, made comments to me about how it would be so much harder to keep the house clean and to do things around the house because I was gone and I wasn't home as much. But it was, I found it quite the opposite, in that when I was home with the kids, there was more people to be making messes all the time. And then things just got dirtier quicker. So I actually, like, going to work was, it was wonderful in that no one was in the house. So it just kind of stayed as is.
Yeah.
So what are your sort of, like, go-to hacks for, and I mean, I could just talk to you all day about all of the things, but what are some of your favorite hacks to save time around the house with some of those sort of typical keep the household running type activities?
First thing that comes to mind with cleaning, we actually have in common, I am a huge timer tidy person.
Yes.
So midday, it kind of changes because my son's also phasing out his nap. I used to do it during nap time. Now I'm trying to do it in between when my daughter goes down, but my son's still awake. So that way I can fully enjoy the quiet of his quiet time. Yes. When that works out. But it's just setting a 20-minute timer and busting my ass cleaning the house for 20 minutes. And that's, like, my main cleaning time. And it's surprising so how much you can get done when you're just, like, commit to whatever the time frame is, whether it's 5 or 20 minutes, and just getting as much done as you can.
Okay, so I remember where I heard this tip for the first time ever, and it was I was at a spa back when those things were allowed, like, years ago, talking to a mom friend, and I was telling her I was really struggling with keeping up with things, and she's like, and she knows that I'm a competitive person who likes, like, challenges or races. She's like, you know what I do, Erica? I just put on a timer for 20 minutes and I just run. And ever since then, this has been the most, like, aha thing for me because, you know what, like, we don't need to be cleaning more than that anyways. Like, usually I started with 5 minutes, to be honest, because 20 minutes at that point, I was like,
exactly, but start with five.
Start small. Even a song. Like, I used to say, just start with, like, your favorite song. And usually, like, I don't think I've ever stopped at one song. Mm-hmm. I usually keep going because you're in a roll at that point. But,
yeah.
Oh, that's such, I love that. Such a good one. Okay, so cleaning.
Yeah, for me, it's kind of turned into, like, my afternoon coffee, too. I'm re-energized after. Like, a lot of the time, like, oh, I don't feel like doing this. But then once you really get going, it kind of gives you some more pep too.
I love that. So is that the only clean, like, do you do a nighttime tidy or reset as well, or just in the middle of the day, or do you just sort of pick up as you go?
Well, we also do like a toy rotation. And so I have my kids more involved with cleaning up their play stuff now that they're a little bit older at a year and a half and three. So that helps with that. And then in terms of like the nighttime clean switchover, because I feel like once they wake up, it's a quick, like, steady progression of going through our night routine, getting dinner ready, cooking, cleaning up, bath time, all of that. But we've got it down to a system. And so I'm our household cook, and my husband cleans up the kitchen. For the most part, like, we help each other out in different ways, but so I cook, then he'll clean things up, and I kind of, like, wipe things down, do stuff with the kids. So by the time we do bath time, our main floor is mostly tidy between the kids doing their part with their toys and then my husband cleaning up and me kind of doing things here and there. So it's the 20 minute tidy is the main thing, and then I try a few times a week to tackle a bigger task. So like floors, bathrooms, things like that. I'm definitely not a pro with having everything amazing all the time, because I just, that's not my priority right now. As you know, there's just so much going on. And so I prioritize the things I want. If I get the floors done twice a week, I am happy. I'm just someone who's never going to do the floors every day. It's just not going to happen.
Yeah, no, that makes sense. So yeah, deep cleaning. I'm fine. It's so funny because I do so much of the tidy timer stuff where I'm constantly just really tidying. Like, I'm never actually cleaning. People think that my house is so clean because on the surface it's typically tidy. And also my husband is like the tidy, it's how he deals with stress as he tidies, which is the most convenient thing in the world for me.
Yeah.
But we never clean. Like, I need to start building that into, I don't actually need to right now. I don't care at all. But at some point in my life, we will need to, like, clean things that get moldy. How do you schedule time slots for that? Or do you just, you know, when you go ad hoc, when you feel like you have the energy, how does that work?
Yeah, I more go with the flow with it, because I find with, if it's too structured, it just doesn't work at that time for me. So I do have kind of a cleaning checklist that's there to get ideas from. But for me, it's more, I open this drawer and there's a bunch of crumbs and stuff in it. So you know what? Grab the handheld vacuum. Let's quickly vacuum it out. I'm really about, like, those small digestible things when I notice it and I happen to have time. So I'm not going to generally clean the entire kitchen top to bottom, but a few times a week when I notice something small, I'll wipe out the garbage cupboard, I'll clean the stove and just do it piece by piece. And I find it's easier to kind of start small and work through those tiny things than tackle the whole big project. So that can be really overwhelming for a lot of people. Mm-hmm. And we just keep pushing it aside because we don't want to do it. But there's no rule that says you have to clean an entire kitchen or an entire bathroom. You can just clean the tub with a hand scrubby with Dawn dish soap and vinegar while you're in there having a shower. And then maybe you're doing bath time with your kids, wipe down the counters. Like, you don't have to do it all at once.
I love that so much, because that was one of the biggest things we struggled with, is before we were in our house that we're in now. And if you guys follow me on Instagram, most of you have seen my kitchen, and I know you have for sure, but it's quite large. Like, we essentially, when we moved into our house, we renoed it and busted out the wall between the kitchen and the dining room and made that all the kitchen. So essentially, like, my kitchen used to be a kitchen and dining room, and now it's just like one obnoxiously large kitchen. So to clean it takes forever. And the kitchen we were in before, well, two kitchens before, because long story short, we were temporarily in another house in Toronto for like 2 months. But The place we lived in for years together before was a 500 square foot condo where it took 45 minutes to clean the entire condo, and it was great. Mind you, we didn't have kids.
Yeah.
But it was the most lovely thing ever. So on a Sunday, you're just like, do, the entire thing's clean in 45 minutes. And the kitchen is quite literally like one, I don't even know how to describe it. It's like less than one counter of my like four counters that I have now.
Yeah.
So we got there into our new kitchen, and it's so overwhelming because then you see people online cleaning their stoves and their sinks and under their counters. And, you know, it's so satisfying to watch people clean the tracks on their windows. I don't know, something about that. It's just like, oh, it's like
it is.
Basically porn for me. But I just stopped and didn't do it because I would clean the surfaces and I would tidy timer it. But the actual cleaning, like the hood vent on my stove, that thing didn't get cleaned until that Instagram account. Who is that big cleaning account? Go Clean.
Go Clean Co. I was just thinking of that when you said cleaning porn. It's like, yes, they're
my cleaning porn. Yeah, they're my cleaning porn for sure. It's like, I'll watch you do it so I don't have to.
Yeah.
But they're the only reason my hood vent in my kitchen has ever, I've cleaned it once since we ran out our kitchen, and that was 8 years ago.
Oh, wow.
And I was like, oh, this is not great. It wasn't great. But it was purely because that overwhelm. If I had just cleaned just the hood vent, I would have done it.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's what I'm like with all of kind of the household management stuff. It's just little pieces because, like Ian mentioned, I find myself and a lot of people get overwhelmed with the whole idea. So just take a little bit here and there when you can do it, and you're going to get so much more done than keep putting it off and not actually doing anything. Same with laundry. No one says you have to do all your laundry at once. I never do more than two loads in a day. Like, I just don't want to fold four loads of laundry.
So what is your laundry strategy? Like, so no more than two loads a day.
Yeah, so I try to do a load a day for the most part. I'm good with it, and I've worked it into the routine now where it's a load in the morning while doing the whole morning stuff, switch it over midday, generally as a part of the timer tidy, and then fold it at night while my husband's cleaning up the kitchen. And then while the kids are in the bath, I put it away. And so it just works like that. And then, of course, when it's doing the bedding and stuff like that, or miss a day here and there, I just generally do two loads.
Were you always like that, or did you have to transition? No. Yeah, because I find that's the biggest. It's when I don't do laundry. My husband does it, but he does like literally a load every single day, no matter what, just to do it. But we were always, when I was doing laundry, I was the type of person that just saved it all for Sunday and then spent hours and hours and hours.
Yeah.
Doing it.
It's terrible.
But it feels, when you're in that state, it feels almost more overwhelming, the idea of doing it every day, because you don't realize how quick and easy it is when it's one load.
Mm-hmm.
Like, how did you make that transition over?
It was a struggle. Like, I used to just put it off and be the weekend thing, and the piles of laundry everywhere with like my babies sit up a lot. And so they'll go through like five outfits a day and all the spit up cloths, and it was just too much. So it took time and took stumbling through leaving the clothes in the washer for days at a time sometimes. But I just kind of found a groove that worked with finding ways to fit it into the routine. That's the thing, is finding ways that same time every day, same day every week, where you can do it, helps make it automatic. Instead of just kind of stumbling through doing it when you can, it's okay, every day after we eat breakfast, I put the clothes in the laundry.
Yeah, I think that makes sense. Again, because of how we've divvied up chores with my partner and I, he does most of the laundry, and then for my laundry, he doesn't put it away. He just like, well, actually, you can see it. Well, you guys can't see it. Jane can see it. Like behind me, he'll leave a bag of laundry for me to put away. But I found I was just leaving it there, and it got to the point where it would build up and build up and build up because it wasn't attached to some routine. So what I did was I attached it to my face washing and my nighttime routine. Perfect. And my bath routine. So even if, like, as an example, I was running the bath while the bath was running, then I put the laundry away. Because yeah, otherwise, then I'm just sitting in the bathroom on my phone, right? Mm-hmm. But I attached it to that routine, and that's the only thing that's actually, it's still not perfect, but it's the only thing that's helped me keep it going. There's no laundry there now, as you can see. It's a personal accomplishment. It's probably the first
perfect
one. Yeah, kill me. High five.
Yeah.
But, what are some, okay, so we chat, I think these are sort of the big ones, right? Like mm-hmm. meal planning, cleaning, laundry. Is there, oh, I know what I wanted to ask you. How often do you do toy rotation?
Toy rotation. So I used to strive to do once a week. Mm-hmm. To be honest, it would definitely go on longer than that. But we recently built some new shelves and we do it a little bit differently. So they have a basic kind of batch of toys out and about that includes blocks and dress up stuff and some other things. And then we have 5 or 6 bins that are kind of tucked away in our laundry room. And if one of the kids want one of those, they have to clean up what's out there. And I find it's a lot less work for me. I don't have to think about rotating and displaying stuff every week because that just becomes a lot of work, at least for me personally, the thought of having to do all of that. And so this way, they're taking on the cleaning and they're actually playing with the stuff they want because it's like, oh, I want Paw Patrol now. Oh, I want dinosaurs now. But you have to clean up the other stuff before you can get that.
For your 1.5-year-old, how, like, is it a team thing that you do, I'm assuming? Like,
yeah, and she's actually almost better at cleaning up than my 3-year-old. She loves, like, grabbing things and putting it in. So she's pretty good. One of the toys she loves, we love every toys. And in one of the boxes, it's kind of like a Connect Four situation where it's like a sled and different colored round things that go in. And so she loves that. And she also loves taking the bag and like throwing the circles everywhere.
Yeah.
But she's also really good. I'm like, Kate, you need to clean this up. So I hold the bag and she collects them and puts them in.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah. Or I say, all the cars, you got to put them in the bin. They weren't good at it right away. And it definitely takes training your kids to be able to do it. I remember starting with my son and it would take like 20 minutes to get him to clean up a few cars and to be upset and wouldn't want to do it. But it's just sitting, holding the space with them and being consistent. And before you're allowed to do the other thing, you got to finish this thing.
Yeah, no, that makes sense. It is. I think it's a good point that you made, though. It takes time and it takes work. And for a long time, I just put away my kids' stuff because it was easier. And I just didn't mm-hmm. have the mental capacity to sit and take that time. And now that we're home all the time, I'm like, okay, this is something I need to prioritize just for my own mental health. Otherwise, it's going to be chaos. But I think if anyone's listening and you're like, how do I get my kids to clean up their toys? Well, it's not going to happen overnight. I'm sorry. Unless you have a kid like my youngest is the same. Like he just for some reason, one time I was like, Austin, put away your car. And he just like picked it up and put it away. And I remember looking at my husband with my jaw dropped. I was like, what just happened? Why did he listen to me? Why did he do it first try? There was no screaming. I mean, it's not all the time, but it's just his nature is different than Aubrey's, right? But
it's just like with potty training or all different things. It takes the time to teach them how to do things, and like they're kids, they're just not going to do it automatically. But when you can decide, okay, we're going to take the time to do this and it's going to pay off in the long run.
It's so true. It's just like parenting in general, it takes time to get used to that, but it's once you do, I feel like it's an easier thing to accept. Is there anything else you want to add that we didn't cover that we missed?
I think we covered a lot of things. I do want to let everyone know that I have a freebie for meal planning. Right now it is called the Meal Planning Toolkit and has a free printables and tips and tricks to kind of get you started. The name may change by the time this is released, but I will always have a meal planning freebie on my website, JeneMcKinnon.com, and come check me out on Instagram, hang out. I like to do Mom Truth Mondays on stories where everyone can just kind of vent, get things off their chest and feel less alone.
Oh, so good. Well, honestly, thank you so much. I hope that everyone's feeling is motivated to just sort of get things under control, but also do it in a way that is adaptable and gives ourselves grace, right? I think that's the nice thing about your systems and your ideas is that, yeah, these things need to get done. So let's find efficient ways to do them, but that are practical in our lifestyles and not to expect the world and the moon to.
Exactly. Yeah. The Pinterest ideas generally aren't very practical.
They look nice though.
They do. They're very inspirational.
They are inspirational and it does help, but I think it's important to you do it well in distinguishing what's inspirational and then what's pulling that inspiration from that and putting it into a practical way. So thank you. Yeah. I so appreciate it.
Oh, thank you so much for having me.